should have come down.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
Well, tell me why it's there, man.
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Your broadcast today. I'm very excited. I greet you in the name of the Lord and save our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my shield, my buckler, a very present help in the time of trouble, the God that is good, the good shepherd, amen, that loveth the sheep, amen. We're talking about Jesus Christ today. I'm very excited. Wherever you are, just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day, amen. I can't do anything about yesterday. Don't bring your yesterday into your new day, but I'm thanking you for today. I'm thanking you that you allow me to live on this earth another day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Father, we just thank you today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you, Lord. We come in agreement with your word. You said you sent your word to heal us of all our sickness and our diseases. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We come in agreement with your love today. For you said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on Jesus Christ shall be saved. Glory be to God. So we come in agreement with your word today. We're coming in agreement with your deliverance today. For you said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus, Lord Jesus, you said it was finished. So it is finished. Father, I just say today in the name of Jesus Christ to ask you to stretch forth your hand, amen, of healing and deliverance, your emergency hand, giving out a radical healing and deliverance among your leaders today, among your people today, amen. And for those who don't know you, Lord, and they're driving in their cars, in the name of Jesus, tap their hearts and let them know, Father, that this is what you died for. It has nothing to do with your gender, has nothing to do with your color, hallelujah, your race or your culture. Amen, Lord. You created us all, so we give you praise and we thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just release in the name of Jesus your power and your authority through these airwaves to reach those, Father, that are trodden down by the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the powers of darkness are broken by your eternal power in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we bind up witchcraft, curses, spells. In the name of Jesus, rituals. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these demonic idols, demons, and principalities. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we break the powers of the devil today in the name of Jesus Christ with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you. It is a blessing to be washed and cleansed in your blood today. Amen. From all our sin, sickness, and disease. I thank you, Lord, that we can just ask you and mean it to forgive us and believe it. And that we just get the cleansing from all unrighteousness. Glory be to God. That's our inheritance. Amen. That we've received from you. Father, I thank you today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every tongue that come up against us in judgment is null and void. It's already condemned. Thank you, Lord, for your word tells us, Father, hallelujah, in the book of Acts, it says that Jesus, hallelujah, the Holy One of Israel, the anointed one, went about doing good, healing all of those that was oppressed of the devil, delivering, hallelujah. Your word also says that it is written that you should be loose from the pains of death, because it is written you should not be held by it. Glory be to God. And you was loosed from the pains of death. And Father, I'm coming in agreement with that today, that I refuse to just accept death that has nothing to do with how many years you have spoken concerning our lives on this earth. We stand up against the tactics and the devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We send out the alert in the name of Jesus. The almighty power of God is active on this earth. The Holy Spirit is active on this earth. The blood of Jesus is living on this earth. The blood of Jesus is a healing antidote for our sickness and our disease. I don't know about you, but I want to be cleansed. It's nothing but like knowing that your emotions, your body, your spirit, your soul, everything is cleansed and that you're forgiven. Blessed is the man or the woman whose transgressions is covered. Jesus is covered us today. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Young man, wipe them tears from your eyes, for your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the way to truth in the life. You're right there in the prison, and I see you right there in that jailhouse, and you're shedding tears because you're tired. The Lord Jesus said, come unto me, all thee that labor and of heavy laden, and I shall give you rest for your souls. He said, come unto me and call upon me, and I shall come in. Hallelujah. And sup with you. Glory be to God. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day on this earth. Glory be to God. Thank you for allowing us to see your miracles once again. Glory be to God. Glorify yourself. I'm looking here. The Lord was really talking to me in Luke chapter 16 here about the rich man and Lazarus. And we're going to go there today because this is very interesting. Because, you know, you can get many revelations from the Lord. But we're going to go down here. And we're going to read at verse 19. It said, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared very well every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at the gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, the waiting place, the place that the Lord set up for the righteous. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And I'm going to get really quick because we got to get down to this message here. And so he cried and said, Father Abraham. He wanted Father Abraham. He didn't want Father Abraham. He wanted Father Abraham to let Lazarus dip his hand in water and feed him. So he's still in the same mindset that he didn't love. He's still saying, you was a beggar on earth, and now that I see you, I still want you to feed me. So he's still in that mindset that he wasn't delivered from. But anyway, let's move on. And so they had a conversation. And here we want to bring to your attention that the Lord Jesus is talking. And he's telling this parable. He's telling the story. And only he could know this. He said that when they seen him, they had a conversation. And that the rich man here was like, he was in torment. It's hot in here. And so he wanted Abraham to send someone from the dead to go and warn his five brothers so that they don't come to the place of hell where he was. But Abraham was like, no. No, they're not going to believe. If they don't heed the word of God and the prophets of God, then they're not going to believe if someone come from the dead. So I want to go back to this situation here. It says that Lazarus was taken by the angels. I'm excited about that. Because that let me know that, hey, in Christ, the angels is coming to get you. Amen, when it's your time. But the interesting thing is that we're not aware of that our family members, grandma and them, those that don't went on, like my mom don't passed on, aunties, grandma, and they don't pass on. And these are, let's say, Holyfield men and women of God. So here you have the rich man in hell warning somebody to warn his brethren. But then you also have a cloud of witnesses, your family members that went home with the Lord Jesus saying, Lord Jesus, save my family so that they can come be with me. So we got two sides going on here. We have the rich man in hell saying, I don't want my five brothers to come here. I'm here, but I don't want them here. And then you got on Jesus' side, your grandmother and your grandfather saying, Hey, Lord, please give him an opportunity. Save my family member. Save my grandson. Save my granddaughter. And do you remember that even at the funeral or when they was passing away, we said something like, Grandma, I'm going to see you again. Mom, I'm going to see you again. Uncle, I'm going to see you again. And you have, we haven't repented yet and we haven't came to the Lord Jesus yet. I was very taken with this message. Number one, hell is real. It's right here. Jesus even he brought it to the attention. Hell is real. The rich man was in hell. I don't know who wants to play with their soul or play Russian roulette with their soul that they want to take that chance. Because here, the rich man is saying, I don't want my five brothers to come in here. Somebody need to go and warn them. Amen. And so then we have those that are with Jesus. I still don't know who want to play Russian roulette with their soul and not want to be with their family members. And we have a bunch of people, people who don't know Jesus, people who do know Jesus and still just like, I don't care. I'm doing what I want to do. This is my life. I could do what I want to do. And there we're not taking heed. And don't and so the sound is going out now where the Lord has shown us. He says, when you're in my kingdom, the angels come and get you when it's your time to leave. But when you're not in my kingdom, what happened? The rich man found himself in hell and in torment. How many know Jesus is calling for souls today? Jesus is saying, listen, I love you so much. I given my authority to the church. I said it was finished. And when I said it was finished, that means everything was accomplished. I've given you an inheritance that's placed before you. You know how we like to say in Psalms 23? Yeah. And the Lord lays a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He says, listen, everything in that I've done for you is right there. All you have to do is believe it and receive it. It's very interesting to me that the rich man, he was still in his same mindset that he had on the earth. He wouldn't feed Lazarus. He wouldn't do anything. You know, there's many of us around here walking around right now, sitting in the house of the Lord, and we're not walking in love. No. We're not walking in the love of Christ, the agape love that loves without condition, that loves without no matter what color you are, that loves without no matter what culture you are, that loves no matter what gender you are, that loves no matter what situation you find yourself in. No, we're not. Many of us are walking in the way of the world. It says even though we're in the body of Christ, it's based on condition. Whatever you do for me, then I'll turn around and do it for you. But I'm reminded of Jesus saying, listen, when you have a dinner, don't invite those that can repay you back, because what happens is I did a dinner for you and you invited you over, then now you're going to have a dinner and you're going to invite me over. He said, but invite those that can't pay you back. Glory be to God. And he said, I will pay you back. Here the rich man found himself rich. Wasn't it? Wouldn't help Lazarus. No, he was laying at the gate, dogs licking his sores. All he wanted was the crumbs from his table. Sure, the rich man had but definitely more than enough to give. And this is what we find in the body of Christ. And the Lord is saying so many people are playing Russian roulette with their souls. But he wanted to remind us that hell is for real. And you can read it plain as day here in Luke 16. When Lazarus died, the angels came and got him. When the rich man died, that's powerful to me. He knew he was in hell and he's trying to warn. How many friends and people that we know, it's probably down there in hell because they didn't want Jesus, didn't serve Jesus, didn't understand the magnitude of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection and what he's done for them, the shedding of his blood, which is the antidote, the savior of the world, glory be to God, that now they find themselves saying, somebody go warn my family, go warn my family. And Father Abraham says, listen, they need to believe the word of God. They need to believe what Jesus has done for them. You know, let's bring it down to this day and time. We need to believe what Jesus has done for him. He says, listen, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 11, what does he say? If thou shalt confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made into deliverance, and with the heart, one believing into his righteousness. How many people have went to the altar and they say, oh, yeah, I believe Jesus Christ. Yeah, they believe it. But you know what? That's what they say. They confess it. But you got to believe it in your heart, because when you believe it in your heart, there's a change in your life. There won't be no way you can just go back home and shack. Won't be no way you can go back home and just be in adultery. There's no way you could keep gossiping and lying. No way you could keep cheating. No way we could keep doing this when we really, really believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And we're really in fellowship and in the word. I don't know about you, but I want to see my mama and my grandmama and them. I want to see all the holy women of God. I want to be able to look in Jesus' face and tell him, Lord, thank you in his face. Glory be to God. I don't want to be in torment. There's no way I'm going to live on hell and then be suffering here. And then on earth and then go to hell and still have to suffer for eternity. Wow, that's like suffering all through my life. Glory be to God. I don't want that. And Jesus paid the price so that we don't have that. Until the next time, Please, in Jesus' name, stop playing Russian roulette with your souls. God bless you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.